Day of the Lord. Father, we come before you, we thank you. We come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. I ask, Lord, in holy reverential fear, that your spirit would lead and guide and teach. Because we understand that teachers are more accountable and that we must handle and steward your word correctly according to your directive. And also, Abba, we don't want to shrink back in fear and not steward the talents that you've given us as you will. So your will be done here, Lord. Come and teach, come and show, come and reveal, instruct and guide and lead in your holy name. This is called the Day of the Lord. This has been sort of turning around and rolling around in my spirit here. I want to look at some of the words for day, Chag, which is a festival or victim, therefore a solemn feast day, a sacrifice, a solemnity in Israel. Often during feast days, you greet it with Chag Sameach, happy holy day or feast day. Also, Zikron, which means a memorial thing, a day or a rewriting, a memorial record. Zikron Yaakov is up on the Mediterranean between Haifa and Tel Aviv, and it is a settlement and a designated place on the beaches there that I've often stayed at. How surprised I was to find that it meant it's Zikron, a memorable thing or day or writing, a record, Yaakov of Jacob, implying that it's the day of Jacob. Or Yom, from an unused meaning to be hot, or a day, Yom Kippur, Yom HaShoah, which is the Holocaust, Yom Torah, also Nestia, which is abstinence from lack of food. This is the Greek, which specifically indicates the fast of the Day of Atonement. And Torah, which is Hebrew, means clamor, the acclamation of joy, a battle cry, especially languor of trumpets, as an alarm, blowing of the trumpets, joy, jubilee, loud noise, response, shouting, high, joyful sounding, Yom Torah, the Day of the Trumpets, and Yovel. We want to talk about Jacob's trouble, the Day of the Lord, Yom Torah. Okay, Yovel is from the blast of a horn, from its continuous sound, specifically the signal of the silver trumpets. Hence, the trumpets itself and the festival thus introduced the jubilee, the ram's horn, the trumpet. Let's look at Daniel 12. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Zephaniah 1:4, the great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That a day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolations, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. Jeremiah 30. Now, these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether man is ever in labor with a child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for that great day is great. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Jeremiah 11, 6. Then the Lord said to me, proclaim all these words in the city of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly exhorted your fathers in the day I brought them up out of the land of Egypt until this day, rising early and exhorting, saying, obey my voice. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but everyone followed the dictates of his evil heart. Therefore, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but which they have not done. And the Lord said to me, a conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers who refused to hear my words. And they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will surely bring calamity on them, which they will not be able to escape. And though they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they offer incense. But they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of your cities were your gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, you have set up altars to that shameful thing, altars to burn incense to Baal. So do not pray for this people, or lift up a cry or a prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry out to me because of their trouble. What has my beloved to do in my house, having done lewd deeds with many? And the holy flesh has passed from you. When you do evil, then you rejoice. The Lord called on your name, green olive tree, lovely, and of good fruit, with the noise of a great tumult. He has kindled fire on it, and its branches are broken. For the Lord of hosts who planted you has pronounced doom against you for the evil of the house of Israel and the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal. Joel 2:26, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also on my men servants and on my maid servants. I will pour out my spirit in those days, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. This set of scriptures that I just read speak of the description of the day of the Lord, how it shall come, and why it shall come, the time of Jacob's trouble. Most of these scriptures were, in fact, all of them were from the Old Testament. Now I will go to the New Testament, and we will look at Jesus' words and some of Paul's words and the book, a few scriptures from Revelation about how that day will come. These are Jesus' words in Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that fail not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Also, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord, when he comes, shall be he find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that the good man, if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be you therefore ready, for the Son of Man comes at an hour when you think not. 1 Thessalonians 5:1. But of the times and seasons, brothers, you have no need that I write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brothers, are not in the darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Second Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.